Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland, and more horrifying news from the United States. Well, this is a few days ago, about 5 days ago, that the United States attacked a boat off the coast of Venezuela and killed six people. This is surely unlawful. It's unclear whether the boat was registered to Venezuela, possibly Colombia. The people on the boat, the sailors, were they Venezuelan, Colombian, other nationalities, and so on. So now on Truth Social, President Donald Trump said that the people on board were narco-terrorists. Well, if Trump says it, it must be true. I mean, not a man who told 20,000 lies on the record in his first term or anything. Not a man who's been found guilty in a court in his own country of, was it 34 counts of electoral fraud, you know, false accounting and so on. So we can't believe a single word he says. Are they narco-terrorists? I don't know. What about the presumption of innocence that Trump so strongly invokes for himself? And the man who's been proven in court to have sexually abused a woman named E. Jean Carroll, who's been credibly accused by, is it 18 women of sex crimes against him, up to including rape? So why on earth would you trust a single word he says? But these are people who are drug traffickers, or indeed are terrorists. You could arrest them, put them on trial. The United States often boasts it's got the mightiest military in the world, particularly its Navy, its surface fleet. The Caribbean Sea, the Gulf of Mexico, that is little more than an American lake, or sorry, the Gulf of America, as you have to call it, according to Donald J. Trump. But the United States Navy could very, very easily interdict this boat. I mean, a wooden boat with six people on it, does that really have firepower to threaten like a United States Navy Air Force, the Air Force and its aircraft carriers and so on? So they could very, very easily have apprehended these people, searched the boat, put them on trial if they are guilty of crimes, find them guilty and sentence them accordingly. But instead, no trial or charge, they were just killed. That's murder. If you deliberately kill people when it's not self-defensive, then that is murder, isn't it? This is not a war. Had they declared war in Colombia? Had they declared war in Venezuela? All right, they might have a case, but they don't. It's not like that these, if they are narco-terrorists, are really attacking the United States. Yes, they're selling drugs in there. And it's true that gangsters, organized crime, occasionally kill police officers or civilians, but it's nothing like a conflict level. No, it's completely unjustified what they're doing like this. Staggering breach of international law. And it's the fifth time they've done this since last month. At least 27 people have been killed, more accurately, murdered. The United States has not proven these people are drug traffickers or indeed terrorists. They haven't even said the names of who they've killed or anything like that. So we've seen little or no evidence this is true. So it is a blatant and material breach of international law. And then in international waters, have they killed their own people? You might say that would be the United States' own business. Have they killed people even in their own territorial waters? You might claim that's a domestic matter, but it's not when it's in international waters. And it sets a very, very dangerous precedent. If you're on a boat anywhere in the world, you're on a yacht, you're on a fishing boat, whatever, going peacefully going about your lawful business, and then you could be summarily murdered because someone claims you're a terrorist, or someone claims you're a drug trafficker. Wow. Staggering. This defenseless vessel hit by a missile and it explodes. And we don't know what drug they were allegedly trafficking, where they were going to sell it to, which organization they belonged to. That might be all completely false. I don't know. So it's not an international armed conflict. This is really grossly disproportionate. And they've got loads of warships in the Caribbean. They could very, very easily resolve this situation without killing a single person. So far as I know, these people are totally innocent. It behoves the United States to prove it. And they had better have absolutely irrefragable proof that this is so. Even so, you know, drug dealing is not a crime for which anyone has ever been executed in the United States. I believe I'm correct in saying that trafficking certain drugs in the United States does attract the death penalty. For having that, no one has ever been sentenced to death for it, much less executed. And in most countries, even trafficking heroin, even gross amounts, is not a death penalty offense. In the United States, even most states, even murder, even mass murder, isn't a death penalty offense. And even where it is a death penalty offense in certain states, they are quite often, those who are convicted of murder are not sentenced to death. Even those who are sentenced to death, quite often not executed. It could be commuted to life imprisonment. The person might die on death row or something like that. So it really is staggering that they're just so blasé about this play, so fast and loose with the rules. Other people's lives matter so little to them. Wow, it's absolutely sickening. Now, so the United States is also trying to get rid of Nicolas Maduro, the president of Venezuela, towards whom I'm unsympathetic. He's a far leftist. I find his regime very unpalatable. But I mean, I don't want the United States to invade Venezuela. The Venezuelans removing them for themselves, especially peacefully, that would be a very good thing. But I'm not advocating any use of force to do that. Wow. So imagine Americans, if they've been the ones killed. Now, they're American criminals. There's a criminals of every nationality. Some of them are drug dealers, some of them are terrorists, as in one who murdered Charlie Kirk. So imagine Americans are a boat somewhere, and then these six Americans, they get blown up, shot dead, or whatever, by Iranians, the Iranian Navy. Would the United States accept that? Of course not. Especially even the Iranians said these people are narco-terrorists. No, because what's sauce for the goose must be sauce for the gander. If Uncle Sam's allowed to do it, so is everybody else. What if Russia or North Korea killed six American civilians in international waters? Would Washington, D.C. be happy about this? Methinks not. So because other countries are going to say, well, we're doing the same, it's fighting terrorism. So it's totally disproportionate. It's unwarranted. It's illegal to the threat. It's not urgent that you kill them. You could stop them selling drugs without killing anybody, and so forth. You won't have to, if this is law enforcement, you must give them a chance to surrender, which you could very, very easily do. They can't outgun the United States Navy. They cannot outrun the United States Navy. The U.S. Navy and its aviators and aviatrices could easily keep them under surveillance. This is preposterous. It's very, very worrying that they've cheapened human life so much, and it's going to continue. And no, there's no surprise really that the Trump administration was so supportive of Israel in its grossly excessive use of force in its genocide against the all virtually defenseless people of Gaza, murdering civilians, claiming they're terrorists. Journalist is terrorist in Netanyahu's language is revolting. We live in a very, very unjust world. So terrorism is terrorism. Even if those committing it wear uniforms, that's the unlawful use of violence anywhere in the world in furtherance of any ideological, national, political, religious, or other goal. Yeah, so it's not criminal in the mercenary sense. You're not simply pecuniarily actuated about hatred for an individual or something like that. It's because you believe in communism or Nazism or environmentalism or liberalism or whatever, any ideology, or you believe in Christian fundamentalism or Hindu fundamentalism, or you're a militant atheist or whatever. The advancement of an ideology, or you're a hyper nationalist or whatever, then that would be it. It's not because you simply want to rob a bank or you simply want to make money by selling cocaine or something. And of course, these things can go together. You'd be robbing the bank to raise funds for your environmentalist cause, or you could be selling heroin because you want to raise money for your liberal cause. Yeah, you could be kidnapping people to make money for socialism, or whatever, or I don't know, committing Bitcoin fraud as part of raising money for your anarchist cause or whatever it might be. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate PayPal, georgecalant7@gmail.com. Goodbye.